And I'd like to continue with something that I had a good time with the first hour. Now I want to get into a little more of the meat of it. I made the observation that yesterday my wife and I and the children went to Cedar Point, a massive amusement park located in Ohio. Voted for 7 years in a row, I guess, by amusement park aficionados as the number one amusement park on the planet. I mean, you don't have a whole lot of amusement parks in Antarctica or Greenland. So I imagine the U.S. would cover most of them. And I had the observation that whatever thoughts I had about being manly, strong, virile, in control, were shattered, mercilessly shattered by thousands and thousands and thousands of reminders that I am not as manly as a 15-year-old adolescent girl who is willing to go on these rides that go 960 bazillion miles an hour in directions the human body was not made to go in roller coasters. They have roller coasters to your point where you stand up. That's right, you stand up. You go on this roller coaster and you're standing. And this ain't no chump roller coaster. Those hills are 200 plus feet high. They have a ride there called the Top Thrill Dragster. Top Thrill Dragster shoots you electromagnetically down a track at 120 miles. You know how fast 120 miles an hour is? And you get there in about 2 seconds. And then your hill, the first hill, there's only one hill. You go straight up in a twisting motion, perpendicular to the ground, straight up, 405 feet. At the very top, you turn sideways and then come down 405 feet. And these little girls who get on these things don't hold on to anything, and they throw their hands up in the air, and they scream and squeal with delight while they eat a taco, and they call all their friends. Me, I have a death grip on anything that moves faster than 9 miles an hour. Well, I learned a little bit about myself yesterday, and in so doing, I learned, well, I've always thought this, but I just kind of reiterated these ideas about stimulation. First of all, I realized that I'm halfway to the point of not wanting to make left turns, going to malls, and merging on interstates. Anyone who's talked with elderly people, they get unsettled sometimes driving in traffic, driving with speed, driving and merging, driving and turning left. Why? Because there's so much stimulation. Driving is something that if you don't watch, cars coming at you from every direction. There's a lot of input. And as you get older, you get less and less comfortable with that kind of input. That's why you can't listen to loud rock music. It drives you nuts when you get older. You just can't handle that kind of input. Well, I'm halfway there. I didn't have much desire to take in that kind of intense stimulation created by those rides. However, and this is the interesting personal insight. Yes, that was true. The first part of the day, I didn't. But as the day wore on, I became more accustomed to this. As a matter of fact, I wanted it. Yes, I may have gone on the Cadillac cars 4 miles an hour. And yeah, okay, I went on them 14 or 15 times, and the other kids were getting mad at me, saying, tell that big guy to get off that car and let us ride it. Okay, okay, okay. But then I went from the Cadillac cars to the giant Ferris wheel, which is, you know, it's just baby was 200 plus feet high. It's a big Ferris wheel. And I was nervous up there. I didn't like it. If I remember the last time I rode that Ferris wheel, I loved it. It's like, yo, I can see the whole park. This is so cool. But I didn't. I had this sense of unsettlement up there in that Ferris wheel. I was surprised. I was truly surprised. I'm not afraid of that stuff. But I was unsettled. And then as the day went on and the lines got shorter, we could get on tougher and tougher rides. And my daughters are saying, what about this one, Dad? What about this one? And me, not wanting to be less manly than a 15-year-old girl, said, okay. And pretty soon I got to the point I was finding myself liking this. What's next? Give me a faster ride. That chump thing, I don't want to go on that chump thing. It only goes 80 miles an hour, and it only goes forward. I want something that goes 92 miles an hour upside down, throwing you toward the concrete and pulling you up at the last second. There we go. That's better. When I was a boy, more of my sentences are beginning with that line. there was a ride at Cedar Point called the Blue Streak. Blue Streak was their roller coaster. They had one roller coaster. Blue Streak's first hill is probably 60 feet high, 70 feet high. And that baby gets gone down that first hill upwards of 40 miles an hour. You get on that Blue Streak back when I was a boy, you had to wait 2 hours. Everybody wanted to ride that intense rush of a ride. 1978, they came out with the Gemini. Gemini was dual roller coaster, much higher first hill, faster. Gemini's pretty cool. People still went on the Blue Streak because it was cool too, but Gemini was the elite ride until they got the Magnum. Magnum? 205 foot high, first hill, 72 miles an hour, down the hill, almost perpendicular, into a tunnel of smoke. Blue Streak starting to lose some of its luster. Well, you know, Magnum, hey, this is about as high as we're going to go with the laws of physics. Millennium Force came out about 5 years ago. 93 miles an hour. 300. You realize how high 300 feet is? Especially you're on a ribbon of steel, how high 300 feet is. 300 foot high first hill. You want to get some gauge? Take the biggest tree in your neighborhood. Some big honking old oak tree that sits up there 70, 80 feet and multiply it by four. That's the height of the first hill. That'll give you some perspective. Take your house if you have a two-story. Multiply it by 10. The height of that first hill. All right. That's it. That's it. We're not going any higher. Nope. Nope. As I said, they had a ride there. They have a ride there called the Top Thrill Dragster. They use electromagnets to get you accelerated to 120 miles an hour in approximately 2 seconds. You realize how it does to your face? A bug hits you at 120 miles an hour in the face. Breaks your jaw. Up this 405 foot perpendicular twisting hill. I mean, we're talking straight up. We're not talking angling up. We're talking straight up with enough force that it can make it just to the top of the 405 feet, and then it starts back down, twisting direct. You're plummeting straight at the ground, straight down, as if somebody dropped you out of an airplane, straight down onto the ground. No angle, nothing. Oh, you twist. Go back to the Blue Streak now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people in line. Three-year-olds. Oh, every once in a while, a mom will get on with a five-year-old, you know, if the kid's really a dork. Little preschoolers, you know. I got on a Blue Streak last night. My daughters and I wanted to ride the Blue Streak. It's a rough ride because it's old. It's wooden, and it bangs you around. It beats you up. But I looked at the ages of the kids getting on the Blue Streak. 9, 10, 11. All the cool kids, 14, 15, 16, 17, they're on all their monster rides. Blue Streak, well, that's nice. That's a nice little roller coaster. And if you happen to be a dorky enough 14-year-old girl to get on the Blue Streak, make sure your friends don't see you. And when you get off, you have to have an affected air of, what a waste of time that was. I might as well just have hung upside down for the last car, banged my head against the girders to get any kind of rush whatsoever. What a waste. I can't believe I waited in line for that. And I noticed it with myself, too. By the end of the day, the guy who didn't want to make a left turn because of the traffic, the guy who was perfectly content on the antique Cadillac cars, was wanting more stimulation. Me, wanting more stimulation. On the way home, I was punching myself in the head. I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm just, you know, stimulating, getting some stimulation here. What does this do? I got to thinking about this. You know, you can't stop being a shrink just because you're at Cedar Point. What does this do to what our children want in life? They want ever more stimulation. More intense, more variegated, anything to juice me up. Think about this if you're a teacher. You try to get the kids to pay attention because you try to be entertaining. You know, they told you in graduate school, you got to make learning fun. You got to be entertaining. Kids are going to say, oh, I just love to learn my math facts. Are they facts now? Or are they just, I think they're still facts. I think you're supposed to learn them. But I don't know. With some education, it's not really facts anymore. It's just whatever you think it is. 6 + 6 = 39. If that's okay with you, that's good. That's your truth. And the teacher trying to teach kids who are growing up on this kind of stimulation. And the interesting thing is I saw it. I saw it in me. I wanted more. The guy who was perfectly content to ride, you know, like the stuff that nobody rides, the Tilt-A-Whirl. Remember those rides, the Tilt-A-Whirl and the Matterhorn? You know, the Matterhorn, that's a pretty rough ride there. You know, that thing goes in a circle. It's about a 40, 50-foot circle. It goes real fast. It goes, you know, 25 or 30 miles an hour, and your seat turns sideways. That's pretty intense. I was happy with that until I got on the Gemini, 165-foot high first hill, 62 miles an hour. I was really content with the Gemini, I'll bet, until I'd get on Millennium Force or the Raptor. The Raptor is? Raptor's this ride where you hang on the outside. You're in a seat hanging underneath the track on the outside of this coaster, and you're spun upside down, sideways, every which way, as you move 50, 60, 70 miles an hour through this 2-minute and 2.5-minute long ride. And if you're a 15-year-old girl, you just kind of do other stuff too because it's not enough stimulation. If you're me, you stand down at the bottom and look at those people doing it. And you think, why are they doing this? Why this need for stimulation? But I will tell you, dear people, I am absolutely convinced that your children, they may have never been to Cedar Point in their lives, but the whole culture feeds on that kind of stimulation. More, more, better, better, faster, faster, bigger, bigger, quicker, quicker. It shifts. It shifts who we are.